Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to Superior. SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, the livestock futures were higher in the live cattle and steady to just slightly higher in feeder cattle. December lives looks like they're going to finish 50 higher at 132.22. Sort of a quiet day there. Has really been a quiet couple of weeks as we've been in a pretty tight trading range, but we're still above moving averages. And it seems like the lows every day are a little bit higher. So maybe we're building up sort of a pennant formation where it'll break out to the top side. We'll see. February, we're 30 higher at 136.40. Again, a pretty quiet day there. The February live cattle were like within the 10 or 20 cent range almost all day long. Feeder cattle were 42 higher in the November's at 156.07. The January's 35 lower at 158.92. November's expire tomorrow, so we're winding that contract down. And so the majority of attention is really on the January now, as that's essentially the front month at this point. To finish off the week, we've got a cattle on feed report Friday afternoon. The estimates on feed are just over 100% of last year. Placements just over 102% of last year, and then marketing's at 96% of last year. Some people look at that initially and say it's bearish, but as we know, these cattle on feed reports are really 50-50 in terms of what the market will do in reaction.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, the grain futures we have finished higher across the board and surged higher for soybeans. We're anywhere from 14 to 26 cents higher. January beans 25 and three quarters at 12.77. In the highest levels we've seen since September at this point, they've really kind of been a runaway. Back at the 1st of November, the January beans were all the way down about 11.80. on November 9th. And so in what, 8 days now, we've gone from 1180 to 1280. And so a dollar, kind of surprising a lot of folks. We had an export report this, or not an export report, but an export announcement this morning of some beans and some bean oil. And I think that helped lift the market. Corn finished 2 to 4 cents higher. The Chicago wheat 9 to 13 higher. Kansas City wheat was anywhere from about 9 to 13 higher as well. July of next year, 823. Up 12 and a quarter. And that would be a new high for the July Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis wheat was up 12 at 1027. And then the cotton futures, new highs as well today. December closed at up 172 at 119.70, but they went to 121.63, which was a new high. March's were up 179 at 116.92, and they went to 118.50. So a new high there as well. Of course, the crop is nearly completely harvested and being ginned now ready for market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.